You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, yes, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, Copper, who does the news there? I know we do Way 31 at the bottom of the hour. Is that ABC that does the news top of the hour?
It is ABC.
It's awful. I mean, what in the world? They literally just totally edited the most controversial quote that came out of the Biden press conference today. They literally took the part where he was asked about chemical weapons, and then he literally said, "We would respond. We would respond in kind." And then he said it would determine at the time or something like that. They edited it so it said, "We would respond. We would respond." And then it would be determined by time. They took the whole in kind piece out. That's the inflammatory piece. They had to edit that sentence to make it feel better for ABC. That's just amazing to me. Okay, consider my complaint to be registered now with management. All right. That being said, let me jump over to the phones right now. We got my friend Brian Dawson, who is the president of 1819 News. You hear about them all the time. I'm here. I talk about them. Their ads are running, and I also use their sourcing materials all the time for prepping for the show. So without further ado, let me bring on my friend Brian Dawson. Brian, how you doing today, man?
Man, I'm doing great, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for being available. I'm sure, like me, you're keeping the plate spinning right now. But, hey, by the way,
yeah, fingers
first
and toes
of all,
and faith, and yeah.
Yes. And you're also, like, expecting your 14th child right now or something, right? I mean, you got that going on, too.
Half that, but, you know, expect 14. 7. Expecting number 7.
Well, I know that to be, you know, good news. So congratulations again. But
Well, thank you. And I always preface, I'm not Catholic and I'm not Mormon. Those are always the questions that come out.
No, there you go. You're just you know, yes, just a prolific childbearing family. That's all you got to say. Hey, man, first of all, congratulations. 1819 now sports the fact that you have one of the sports writers of the of ever. On staff, Ray Melick, your chief editor, has just been named as one of the greatest sports writers of Alabama history.
That's right. He's a legend. I've been telling everybody he's a legend, and now it's official because someone that's official said he's a legend. So now he's officially a legend, and it's not just folklore.
So is he walking around the office waving his trophy, or is he humble in the receipt of the
award? Yeah, we actually had to empty out the office so that he could walk around in all of his pomp, and then hopefully he gets it out of his system, and then we'll all be able to go back in.
Oh, good enough.
He's actually the exact opposite of that. He's like one of the most humble people ever, and you'd never know that he was that legend until you go out to lunch with him, and people are jumping all over them, like literally jumping over other people to get to him to shake his hand and say how much they miss his writing from the Birmingham News, the Birmingham Post-Herald. And then we can say, well, you can actually catch his writing now on 1819news.com.
Nothing but good for y'all.
Yes.
Hey, so listen, 1819 has gotten in and gotten busy. So a couple things I wanted to ask you about on air. I'm doing a segment right now in my triple dipper of the day where I'm talking about, does Alabama see its candidate yet? Do we see a candidate we like? And you guys, two things. One is y'all did a gubernatorial forum recently. Obviously, we had an event. We had a great event in Huntsville the same night for Right Side, so I wasn't at your governor's event, but you were there. So I want to get your perspective on that. And then also 1819 just commissioned its own gubernatorial race poll. And so I want to hear from you on that. So I've been talking about U.S. Senate stuff, which we can get back to in a minute. But tell us first, how were the poll results? What are you seeing right now in terms of the governor's race?
So as far as the poll results, I would say, you know, there's three polls that are out right now. We obviously ran a poll, and ours was the one that was in the middle. So you have the Forestry Association that ran theirs that had Kay at like 60 something. And I don't know what they had the next person, which they all had Tim James in second, though. All three polls had Tim James in second. But the Signal poll that was done by Todd Stacey had her at under 50%, had her at 44. Signal is a great polling group. The polling group we use is really good too, and they had her at 57. And so, you know,
I think it's
probably more realistic. It's probably somewhere between 46 and 57. Which means she's getting a whole lot closer to 50 than anybody thought she would. And so, you know, polling is polling, and the only thing that matters is come May 24th,
Yeah.
But it does look like Tim James will be in striking distance if he continues kind of at the rate he's going. And
you guys had Tim James at what'd you have Tim James at? You you had him in the teens, 16. Right? Like a, how much?
Yeah, 16.
16. Okay. Well, I mean, second is second in runoff territory. I mean, you don't have to be. You could be at 2% as long as you're second in the runoff. But well, no, you can't be 2% because nobody would be 2% in a runoff. But anyway, nonetheless,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay. So the reality is, your poll though shows that Ivy still has a commanding lead at the very least, right?
Yeah, it does, but it's coming down. I guess it's the way that you just kind of looked at all the polls over the last 3 months. You know, they're all showing that she's coming down, and that there's people gaining, and that it's looking more like a runoff as possible.
Well, I think
what
so.
I would kind of gather from all of it.
I'm predicting runoff. I mean, I just am. I think, you know, 60 days still left from yesterday or today, 60 days from today, I guess. And so, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just say runoff. I think we're there. It's going to happen. I'm hearing, you know, through the rumor mill that her folks are saying there's likely going to be a runoff. And I don't know how you can have a too commanding of a lead when you've got eight people in the race, of which two are polling in the, you know, double digits alongside her. So it's going to be a tough nut for her to avoid the runoff.
Absolutely. And I haven't met any of these KIV supporters. Like, what's crazy is, like, when I'm out, you know, like, I don't see any signs. I don't, you know, last time when she ran, I mean, you saw signs, you saw her occasionally. And you met people that were like, hey, I like Kay. I'm not seeing that as much. And again, you know, my, you know, anecdotal, you know, story of traveling around Alabama, not seeing KIV signs and hearing from people, that doesn't mean anything, but it's different than it was 4 years ago, I would say.
Yes, I would agree with that. And you're right. I mean, it may be anecdotal, but sometimes you can kind of get a sense, you can sort of feel it in the air almost. And I'm not feeling a great deal of momentum around here. In fact, I feel like her campaign is rather tepid right now. All right. So I don't know what the sampling was on yours. Do you know? Because, like, one of the things that made the Forest Pack poll that had her at 60% seem rather suspect was they, in a primary race, they also polled a large section of Democrats, which are not going to vote in the Republican primary. How did your race come out? Your crosstabs, do you know?
We polled 905 people, and the people were likely Republican primary voters. So they were Republicans, and then they were likely primary voters.
Okay, which makes more sense.
I believe that's how the group did that.
Okay, well, that makes more sense. I mean, when you start drawing Democrats into your race, all you're doing really is sort of trying to hurt the actual, you know, results as opposed to help the results. So that's
yeah.
All right, well, listen, you said a minute ago you've not been seeing her signs. The other thing you didn't see was her at your gubernatorial forum.
Yeah,
had the empty chair, if I recall.
Exactly right. They had a seat out for her with her name tag, but, you know, no one showed up to fill it. So as the forum went on, they moved the name tag down. But it was a good empty chair salute to show that she wasn't willing to show up. And everybody else was there. And, you know, I tell you what was really cool is that all the Democrat people running for governors, that were Democrats and Republicans, were there. And one of the most interesting things was, you know, what makes Alabama Alabama is, no matter – The Democrats that are running for governor are not AOC crazy out there Democrats. These are people who love God and love their families, and they just see things obviously differently. And you know, but it was interesting to see how many answers everyone answered that was the same, specifically as it pertained to should prayer be in schools. And even they asked, should there be race-based curriculum in schools, CRT, should that be taught in public schools? You know, of the 11 people there, 10 of them said no. Right.
Wow.
Democrats and Republicans alike. And it was cool and it was interesting. But, you know, it was an event that was done by local of Alabama, Eagle Forum of Alabama, Thatcher Coalition, and the 1919 News. So, the bulk of the audience that was there and the people tuning in online were more interested in the Republican primary. You could definitely tell. But having the Democrats there was really cool, and you could sense unity. I was different. I've not experienced anything like that. But as far as you know, the Republicans go, it was kind of wild because Dean Odle really stood head and shoulders. You know, he and Tim James did phenomenal, right? And it's not that, you know, Dave Thomas and Linda Blanchard and Lou Burdette didn't do well. They did really well. But Dean Odle and Tim James, I mean, they were head and shoulders above everybody else. And I always say, you know, we expected of Tim, this is his third time. His dad was the governor. you expect him to perform like that at one of these things. And I think Dean Odell really surprised a lot of people, just having a complete handle on the issues, the ability to articulate his thoughts and solutions and what he would implement to solve the things. He blew me away, as well as a bunch of other people. And same thing with Tim. Tim had all, you know, all the right answers. And one of the ones that I thought was interesting, there was the ladies, it was Stephanie Holden Smith and Allison Sinclair that were doing the moderating, and they asked a very pertinent question, and you could tell who'd been doing their homework based off of how they answered, and said, hey, you know, is there a problem with the process in which we select our state health officer? Right? You know the problem. I know
yeah.
the problem.
Oh, yeah.
But there was two governor candidates up there that didn't know what the point of the question was on the Republican side. Dean Odell knocked it out of the park. Tim James knocked it out of the park, and Dave Thomas did a good job. But Linda and Lou didn't seem like they understood that, you know, we have a doctor's union that picks our state health officer
yeah.
that tells our governor what to do, and then we wonder how we had such a nightmare of a COVID situation.
Well, listen, man, before we run out of time here, tell me this. What Democrat, because it's going to wind up being an R candidate that wins. We know that. But
yeah.
But I think having a strong Democrat party makes Republicans better, because it, you know, competition breeds success. So what Democrat candidate stood out to you real quick?
Chad Chig Martin definitely stood out. You know, his views weren't, you know, I definitely wouldn't say I lined up with him perfectly, but he had a handle on the issues. He understood things very well and could speak to issues and had solutions and had a lot of principle to what he was saying. He knew why he was running. He knew the problems that he was trying to solve. And so he really stood out to me. And he didn't really feel too much like a Democrat, almost, the way he was answering things. It was almost like he chose that, you know, to run there. He might be more of like an independent kind of guy that could have ran Republican or Democrat, knew the Republican field was going to be crowded, and went Democrat. I don't know. I don't know his history. So,
well, that is interesting. Either way, I'm glad y'all did the event. And man, thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate you just shedding some light on some of the factors. And folks have got to dig in and find their candidate. But it's going to be things like what y'all did and the polling y'all ran that's going to help the process. So, Brian, thanks much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Phil.
All right, take care. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just finished a conversation there with Brian Dawson, president of 1819 News, one of our team members here at Right Side. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there, things that are happening, things that are being said that'll help you find your candidate. We'll finish this segment up when we get back. You stay tuned.